Longest member of the church. She was here when we began 21 years ago. And many of you know and have been praying for her because she's also been in the hospital again recently. Her name's Ethel Williamson. And God has just been so good to us. God has been so good. And she's asked me this morning if she could just say a few words to you all. So I said, no problem. Come on up, Ethel.
Thank you. Isn't God good? All the time. I say that many times to myself each day. Isn't God good? He's brought me through once more. And he's always faithful and he never fails me. So if we're faithful to him, he'll be faithful to us. And I thank you all, the church. I love IBC. I've been here from the first day it started and I've loved every minute of it and I wouldn't change it for anything. And I love you all, and I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for the prayers that you said for me. Thank you.
I went and took a visit with her in the hospital when she was in recently, and she just... sounds like she has unfinished work that God wants her to do still. And her biggest ministry is praying for people who still need the Lord, and the Lord's not ready for her. So we're very thankful for that. Keep her in your prayers. Today I want to talk to you about faith itself, specifically the power of faith. And the question I want to ask myself is, what kind of person does God bless? What kind of a person does God use? What are the qualities of people that God really pours out His blessings on? What are the qualities of people that you really see God doing something with? Because I want to be that kind of a person. And I hope that you also want to be that kind of a person. I hope that's why you're here, because you want God's blessings and you want God to use you in such a way. You're not content with just the normal routine. You want something extra and something special in your life. And I do. But you know what I've discovered? Is that God uses all kinds of people from all different backgrounds, all different ethnicities, if that's the word, ethnicities. All different colors of people, all different languages, different social status, different economic status, it doesn't matter. I've seen God use all kinds of people. But yet there's one common factor with these people. And you know what that is? It's people that are not afraid to trust God completely. People not afraid to totally put their faith in God. It's a faith factor. The Bible tells us there's a connection between faith and God's power. Faith and power. Faith and God really doing something. In Matthew 13, Jesus had gone to Nazareth, His hometown. But it says in verse 58, He did not do any miracles there because of their lack of faith. You see a connection here between God's power and faith? He did not do anything there. He didn't do anything special there because they didn't believe. There was a lack of faith. Abraham in the Bible is known as the father of faith. The father of faith. Why? We read in Romans 4:20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Why is he the father of faith? Because he didn't waver in unbelief. He didn't flip-flop all the time. He knew God and he believed him completely. God never meant for you to go through life just on your own power and ability. Did you understand that? Do you know that? It's like taking a laptop computer, and you're running it on battery. Sooner or later, what's going to happen? It's great for about a couple of hours, unless it's an old laptop. But it's great for a couple of hours. And what happens? The battery dies and it shuts off. You give it a minute and then you turn it back on and it boots up. And you're excited for about 2 minutes because it shuts back off again. And if you're really stupid, you can for a while, but it gets discouraging, it gets dark, it gets lonely, and you run out of steam, you run out of juice. And some of you are in here right now shaking your head up and down. Yeah, I'm out. I'm run dry. My battery's empty. And I want to encourage you, there is another source of power that is God that you need to plug into. What is the secret? You want more power? You need more faith. More faith. This year, in 2006, we as a church, we want to help you to grow in that faith. Our goal is to help you, as a member, grow in greater faith, so in turn you will also have greater power in your life. How do we do that? A few points here.